Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica. You know, it's funny, I'm trying to book a haircut the other day, and I stumbled on this place online. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
You know, like, the website was great.
Mm-hmm.
But then I scrolled down to the reviews, and they were just awful.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was like, nope, not going there. It just got me thinking, how do salons and spas really get this whole online reputation thing right?
It's so important these days, right?
Totally. Well, luckily, we've got this this awesome guide here, 5 Effective Ways to Boost Your Salon or Spa's Online Reputation. Ready to dive in?
Absolutely. It's a whole new world out there, right? First impressions are everything.
For real. And the guide starts off strong, saying that 83% of people, they won't even consider a business with less than 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of potential clients, right?
It really shows you how powerful those reviews can be and the psychology behind it, you know? We're kind of hardwired for that social proof. Like, if everyone else loves it, it must be good.
It's true. I totally do that.
So.
Okay, so point 1 in the guide is all about website optimization.
Right.
And I feel like every salon has a website now, so what's the big deal? What are they missing?
Well, having a website and having it be, you know, actually discoverable, 2 different things.
Okay, yeah.
This guide, it really stresses local SEO, which sounds kind of technical, I know.
A little bit, yeah.
Basically, you want to make sure that when someone in your area is searching for, like, hair salons near me,
right,
your site actually pops up. So instead of just saying salon on your website,
oh, I see,
you'd want to use phrases like best blowouts near me or men's haircuts and then like your city, yeah. You know?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Like gel manicures my neighborhood. That's how I find everyone.
Exactly. And don't even get me started on mobile optimization. People are on their phones, you know?
Oh, for sure.
So if your website looks like, I don't know, terrible on a phone.
Deal breaker.
They're gone.
It's so true. Okay, so you've got a great website. What's next?
Let's talk reviews.
Ooh, yes.
Google, Yelp, Facebook. This guide really focuses on those.
I always wondered, like, why those 3 specifically? They're popular, but...
Well, that's part of it, but it's also about the details, you know? Like,
yeah.
People can upload photos, write longer reviews. It's not just the star rating.
Oh, that's true.
And that makes a huge difference for potential clients.
Right? Like, a picture of an amazing haircut is so much better than just a review that says, great haircut. So how do salons get more of those good reviews?
Well, I gotta make it easy for people to leave them, you know? Like, remind clients, hey, we're on Yelp, or could you leave a Google review, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's so smart.
Yeah.
I've definitely meant to leave good reviews, and then life gets in the way.
Happens to the best of us. And then, of course, there's the flip side. Those negative reviews.
Ooh, yeah, those can be tough. Like, how do you even deal with those?
Honestly, it's all about how you respond, right? The guide says you got to reply to everyone, especially the not so great reviews.
Interesting. So, like, even if you think it's unfair?
Even then, stay professional, you know, be empathetic. It shows you care.
So it's like a customer service opportunity almost.
Yeah. Exactly. Acknowledge it, apologize if you need to, and then if you can, offer a solution.
You show us you're listening.
Exactly. People see that even if they're just browsing reviews, it builds trust.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, the guide also talks about social media. And I'm curious to get your take on this because it seems like everyone's on Instagram these days.
It's huge. Like, literally, it's the new storefront, you know? The guide even mentions that, like, 67% of people in the U.S., they look at a salon's social media before booking.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. So you got to put your best foot forward, right?
Okay, so it's not just posting a few haircut pics.
Not quite. Think about it as, like, showcasing your style, your vibe.
Right.
The guide recommends those before and afters. Those are always big.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
But also, behind-the-scenes stuff, what's it like to be at your salon? Client testimonials.
Right, right.
Even, like, little educational things, you know, about hair care or skin care, whatever's relevant.
Oh, I love those. Like, how to style your bangs or whatever. It's super useful.
Right. It keeps people engaged and it shows, you know.
It's like building that credibility, right?
Exactly. Now, the guide also dives into the whole organic versus paid social media thing.
Okay, yeah. What's the difference again?
So organic, that's just your regular posts, totally free. But with paid, you're putting some money behind it, boosting those posts, reaching a wider audience.
So if you want to get those special offers out there or reach a whole new group of people, paid could be worth it.
Exactly. And speaking of reaching people, we gotta talk influencers.
Oh, yeah. Influencer marketing. Everyone's doing it.
It's powerful if you find the right people. Like, imagine someone local, big following, they love your salon.
It's like the best recommendation ever.
Right. It's like word of mouth, but online.
That's so smart. Okay, so we've talked websites, reviews, social media. It's a lot to keep track of.
It is. And you know what? This next bit, it really stood out to me in the guide. Building those real relationships. Making clients feel valued.
Oh, okay, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
It seems, I don't know, almost old school now with everything being so digital.
It's easy to forget, right? But it matters.
Okay.
It's about the little things. The guide talks about loyalty programs, social discounts. Maybe you send a birthday greeting.
Oh, I love that. It feels so much more personal, you know?
Totally. And mm-hmm. There's actually this whole psychology thing behind it. It's called reciprocity. Huh. Basically, when you're nice, people want to be nice back.
Oh, that makes sense. So, like, if I get that birthday discount, I'm going to be more likely to book again.
Totally. Or leave a good review or tell your friends. It all comes back around.
Wow, those small things really do add up. It's like you're building this, like, positive energy online that just keeps growing. So we've got a good website, good reviews. We're active on social media, and we're treating our clients right. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's more. This guide, it emphasizes content creation. You know, and I think this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So this is where you get to share your expertise, like really dive deep.
Love it. So contentcreation.time, what kind of stuff are we talking about here? Like, what would make someone say, ooh, I got to check out this salon?
Good question. The guide actually gives a bunch of examples. Starting a blog is a big one.
Oh, right, like on your website.
Exactly. Think about it. What questions do your clients always ask? You could do a whole post on, like, balayage versus highlights, or how to find the right haircut for your face shape.
Right. Or, like, at-home hair care tips and all that.
Yes. It's like you're giving away those mini consultations for free.
That's such a good idea.
And then there's video, of course. Tutorials are huge right now.
Oh, for sure.
Like, how to get beach waves with a curling iron. You know, stuff like that.
So helpful. I'd watch those.
Oh.
Okay, then what about online consultations? Do those really work?
They can. The guide, it suggests offering like a quick free consultation online. It's a way to connect with someone before they even book, you know, answer any questions they might have.
That makes a lot of sense. Because I know for me, I'm always hesitant to like book a color at a new place unless I know they can, you know, deal with my hair type.
Totally. It's all about building that trust, right?
Exactly. So it's really about being helpful more than anything.
Yeah. You're showing off your expertise, giving people a reason to choose you, and that all goes back to building that strong reputation online and off.
Wow. We've covered a lot. Websites, reviews, social media, taking care of your clients, creating awesome content.
It's a lot.
It's like this whole puzzle, right? And you have to get every piece right to really see that big picture.
And the cool thing is this guide, it really emphasizes the human side of all of this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not just about algorithms and like tricking the internet, you know, it's about connecting with actual human beings.
Which makes sense because those are your clients.
Exactly.
This has been so eye-opening, honestly. Any last bits of advice for our listeners before we wrap up?
You know, one thing that I think is really important, it's not in the guide specifically, but it's thinking about what makes your salon special. Like, what's your story?
Whoa, I like that.
Yeah. What do you offer that nobody else does? Figure that out. And then shout it from the rooftops or, you know, post it online.
It's true. It's so competitive now. You can't just be good. You got to be different.
Exactly. Maybe you're super passionate about using sustainable products or you specialize in a certain hair type. Or maybe you've created like this amazingly inclusive and welcoming space. Find that thing and make it part of everything you do online.
Ooh, such good advice. Find your magic. Share it with the world. Love it. Okay, listeners, you heard it here first. Go build those amazing online reputations. And hey, while you're at it, book yourself a little pampering session. You deserve it. Until next time.